Welcome back to the My Comic Universe podcast. I'm your host, Brian.
And I'm your other host, Brandon.
And today, Brandon and I are going to talk about the new Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, The Marvels.
Yeah, I'm excited for this movie.
I am too. So we are going to talk about our excitement for the movie. We're going to talk about the tie-ins from the other MCU TV series, such as WandaVision and Loki. And then we're going to also discuss what will happen to the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe from this movie forward.
And we're going to talk about some of the theories of what's going to happen at the end of the movie and how that's going to tie into things moving forward.
And don't forget, we love to give you some fun facts and some comic book recommendations that you'll want to stick around for at the end of this episode. So let's talk about The Marvels.
Yeah, so The Marvels is coming out this week and I'm excited for it.
I am too.
Did you watch the new trailer for it?
I did. Honestly, I'm beyond excited for this movie because it's finally another chapter in the Captain Marvel saga. And I've been waiting on that too because I feel like after Endgame, I was like, what happened to Carol Danvers?
I'll be honest, I'm not like overly excited for this one, but I am excited for it. I think it's going to be a good movie. I really like the Ms. Marvel series.
Yeah. We discussed this before. We love that series.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people didn't, but I really like that show. And
it was fun.
Yeah, and then, like, it seems, from what I've heard about this movie, like, it seems like she's, like, the heart of the movie, so she has, like, a really big part, and she really steals the show, so I'm excited to see this movie.
I am, too. So The Marvels is directed by Nia DaCosta, and it's starring Brie Larson, Teyon Paris, and Iman Vellani.
Yeah, so you know, like we kind of mentioned before, you know, so Ms. Marvel had her, she was introduced in her show, Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
And then you kind of got to see how she got her powers. And I think one of the main things that you're really going to want to know from that going into this movie is just the bangles that she wears on her wrists.
Yes.
You know, that kind of unlock her powers.
Yeah.
And then because, like, you see that the villain also has, like, the bangles. And is using that, you know, in some way. So I think that's really the main thing you need to know with that movie and, or with that show.
Yeah. So, and if you're not aware of who Dar Bren is, played by Zaw Ashton, I believe, is she's going to be a Kree warrior, revolutionary warrior. So she's the kind of upcoming antagonist in this new film, The Marvels.
Yeah. So it's cool. They're bringing back the Kree into this one, you know, before we had like Ronin in the MCU.
Right.
But now we're getting a new Kree villain. And so this is like more of a smaller character from the comics. So I'm not really sure exactly what they're going to adapt or what they're going to change.
Right.
But, you know, it seems like they are changing stuff, you know, especially with the bangles and all that kind of stuff.
So we're bringing in the elements of the Kree again into the main storyline. We also have Nick Fury coming into this movie again and also being a member of the Saber organization with the Skrulls. So we have both alien races being built up in this movie.
Yeah, so then that kind of ties into Secret Invasion. And I don't really think you need to know much from Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best show and, you know, not many people watched it. But I don't think, like, you're going to need to know much, you know.
They took some elements from the show that would just – and kind of blended them in. But they didn't take anything, like, major from that.
No, yeah, like, I think you at the end of this show, you just kind of saw, like, Nick Fury working with the Skrulls again, you know. So it's kind of one of those shows where it's, like, things kind of ended – you know, back to normal, you know?
Yeah, it kind of just kind of was like, well, you know, there was this, like, mystery invasion or this, like, secret war going on underneath everything, but it just kind of resolved itself.
And now Nick Fury's back working with the Skrulls again, and yeah, he's in the Saber, you know, space station.
So the Marvels is actually going to be this movie with a fun cosmic storyline, and since we have the elements of the Kree and Skrull kind of mixed in there, we may actually see a little bit more of that Kree-Skrull War storyline unfolding in this movie.
Possibly. They've really been, like, kind of sidestepping that a lot in the MCU.
They really have.
It's supposed to be, like, this huge war that's been going on for, like, ever, you know, and they really, yeah, don't talk too much. I mean, they get a little bit about it. It was talked about in Secret Invasion.
Right.
You know, so we'll see if it does really tie into this movie.
Very true. It seems like the production of this movie went on for quite a while, you know, and then there was just a lot of setbacks for it until it was finally announced that it was going to be released this year, too.
Yeah.
So.
And then, like, you know, with Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, you know, like her character kind of showed up in the 90s and has been gone this whole time. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see like what she's been up to this whole time.
Right.
You know, it kind of seems like she got married or something. You know, you saw that.
Oh, yeah. Like
from the trailer. Yeah, that guy she was with.
Yeah. Prince Yon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we know in the comics, you know, Miss Marvel was a pretty promiscuous girl. You know, she was with quite a few people, you know, Hawkeye, Loki, you know, she's been out there.
But yeah, so it's going to be cool to see, you know, if they kind of give more of her not necessarily backstory, but what she's been up to this whole time.
That's kind of nice that they're incorporating a little bit more of her backgrounded storyline, something we don't follow too much in the comic books, especially her personal life. You know, we're more involved in Carol Danvers' superhero life.
Yeah, you know, and then one of the big things in this movie is like Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Monica Rambeau, like, they keep, like, interchanging with each other every time they use their powers.
Right, right.
That's going to be fun to see.
That's really going to be fun. And the idea that we're have Nick Fury. I love Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. He's a great actor.
Yeah, I'm glad he's back because he was wasted in Secret Invasion. Like, it was so bad.
In Endgame as well. I felt like he was so underutilized in Endgame.
And so I really hope that he has a bigger role in this movie and, you know, like a good role, you know, not just like, you know, bringing the team together or something like that. You know, I want to see him like in action, you know.
What are you prepared to do?
I'm invincible. Your powers only make me stronger.
So you can't be matched. Can't be controlled. Asking for one last fight.
In the original, like, phase one of the MCU, like, Nick Fury was more of a mystery. He was this badass character, you know, and now with after Secret Invasion, like, I don't know, I felt like it kind of ruined his character a little. But not to talk about Nick Fury too much, you know. It will be cool to see him in the new movie.
So, are you excited for this movie overall, Brandon? Like, you really looking forward to the next phase?
Like I said earlier, like, it's not like, I'm not like superly excited for it, but I am excited for it. Like, I liked Miss Marvel. I'm excited to see what's been going on with Captain Marvel.
Right.
I did like the first Captain Marvel movie. Like, it wasn't my favorite. There was things about it I didn't like, but overall, I thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. And yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, the team up of Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Monica Rambeau. I think that's going to be cool. And, you know, just like the whole fun of them like interchanging their powers and, you know, like I think Miss Marvel is going to be great, you know, like switching with Captain Marvel and her interactions with her because, you know, she's such a fangirl.
She is, yeah.
Of Captain Marvel, you know, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you already see her with Nick Fury and that kind of fangirl kind of relationship they have, and it's really fun, you know. So
yeah,
I think it's
moment
gonna
where
be
she's
great.
Like, is this an Avengers test?
Yeah, I love that.
No! Nick Fury! Hi! Is this an Avengers test?
That's great, yeah.
That'll be great. And then, come on, let's not leave out Goose here.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
and Goose
the Flerkin's
is back.
Coming back.
Goose
so.
Is going to have a much bigger role in this movie.
Yeah.
Goose is going to have children as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so there's going to be a bunch of Flerkins in this.
Oh, so a little Flerkins, you know, a little connection, like kind of like Daddy Groot or Big Groot and Baby Groot, kind of, you know, keeping up the patriarchy within the Marvel Cinematic Universe there.
Maybe they'll join the Young Avengers.
That would be very cool. And I would love to see that happen.
Like, that would be great.
That really would be. So now, speaking of Monica Rambeau, let's get a little bit, let's talk a little bit about the other MCU series.
Okay, yeah. So, Monica Rambeau was kinda obviously introduced in the first Captain Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the little girl in the movie, you know,
right.
Lieutenant Trouble, which they mentioned in the newest trailer.
Right.
And so, yeah, honestly, there is definitely changes to her character between then and the movie, but I really don't think you need to know much. Like, really, all you need to know is she has powers now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's it. And if you want to know, like, how she got her powers, then go and watch WandaVision, you know, but I don't think you need to know how she got her powers to be able to understand this new movie.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And anything you need to know, like, they should you know, kind of re-reference in the movie.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But did you, let's start off with this one, Brandon. Did you like WandaVision overall?
Yeah, WandaVision was cool. And then, yeah, I did like that they brought Monica into that show, you know, mm-hmm. kind of tying into the first Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah, I did too. I like that element too.
And yeah, watching WandaVision was fun for me because one of the things I like about like certain Marvel shows is like the whole, not necessarily mystery of it, but like just theorizing what's happening, what's going to happen, you know, what kind of stuff are they going to pull from the comics?
Right.
You know, things like that. So watching WandaVision, you know, it was really just each episode was like, where are they going with this? You know, like, yeah. Oh, you're looking for clues and everything to see if it like leads to anything, you know, so it was a lot of fun to watch.
I thought Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Beatty did a phenomenal job. They were really good. They just drew me into that show when I saw how dedicated they were to that role for this show. A little bit more even than their Avengers, like, predecessor films.
They got, you know? Probably because it was more on them, you know? They were more of a focused character versus kind of, like, more on the side.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it for that element. And also, we started incorporating, like, their family a little bit into that show. And it opened up other elements for the universe, and it did open up some of those like key things that we may see in the future.
We also got introduced to S.W.O.R.D.
We did that
too. So yeah, basically it's the kind of like the like S.H.I.E.L.D. but for space based threats.
Right, right.
And so that's basically kind of like the headquarters Saber.
Yes.
Where, you know, Nick Fury is, you know, they're kind of that. And then, you know, we have some of the characters from Secret Invasion, you know, which were part of S.W.O.R.D. And
yeah, that's right.
And Monica Rambeau is part of S.W.O.R.D.
What's very interesting is we get to see a actual more of a growth there, because we've seen like how S.H.I.E.L.D. evolved in the beginning of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's kind of carried on, and it's been I think they weaved in this like new phase of like Saber and S.W.O.R.D. into this very well with the introductions in WandaVision and now in the Marvels.
Yeah, and it is a little hard for them to have like a lot of these tie-ins to these shows because I know like not as many people watch these shows, so you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that kind of go into these movies that, you know, just might be a little confused. But like I was saying, I don't think you really need to know too much to go into these movies, you know, and literally, they'll probably explain most of it anyway in the movie.
So the other show that has a very deep tie to the Marvels is what's happening in the current season of Loki.
Yeah, so the final episode of Loki is coming out on the same day that the Marvels movie is coming out.
Very interesting.
And it's going to have a tie-in. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of think they might have waited like a week or something in between, but nope, they did it the same day.
I think it was just because of the scheduling conflicts with the Marvels originally that it was just like...
It got pushed back a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of these shows and movies got pushed back, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
I think once they had that like solid date release, they were just like, let's run with it, you know? Oh, well, Loki will come out the same time. We'll just do it.
Yeah, but you know, we see what's happening in the current in Loki, you know?
Right.
Basically, you know, the universes are branching off and they're getting... There's incursions.
They're newer dying. Timelines, and they're killing off newer timelines.
We saw the Loom explode. So, basically, it's rumored that in the Marvels movie that there's going to be an incursion, or not that there is going to be an incursion, but that there's a threat of an incursion. And so that's one of the big threats that's in the movie, and that's kind of tying
in. So, yeah, you know, with all of the branches dying, we kind of like even see in like one of the – in the new trailer, it kind of shows Binary, but not Monica Rambeau, but her mom.
Oh, that's right.
That's the rumor that it's her mom. We don't know for sure that it's her mom, but, you know, and it's kind of tying into this like different universes and – stuff like that, which is kind of tying into the end of Loki.
Right. So the buildup there, we may see some sort of a new creation of another Captain Marvel character in Binary coming to the big screen there. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how... I wonder if that's going to be like more at the end of the movie. Because, you know, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but
yeah,
there's a lot of cool theories with that.
Yeah, that's actually really, really cool, because honestly, I really didn't know that they might actually introduce that character in this.
She tore a hole in space. There's a different reality leading into ours.
Okay, so let's kind of talk about some of the rumors for the end of the Marvels.
Okay.
So the original rumor for the end credits scene was a Young Avengers teaser.
Ooh, yeah. That's interesting.
And had it was something about Ms. Marvel meeting up with Kate Bishop.
Okay. I like Kate Bishop.
And it was some sort of Young Avengers tie-in.
That Hawkeye series was cool, too.
Yeah, I liked the Hawkeye series. That one was really good.
A lot of fun and, just a nice, just grounded series that really, brings you back in.
Yeah, and it's a good one to watch around the holidays, too. So
yeah,
if you're looking for something to watch
that's right.
next month, check that one out.
Yeah, that's good for the holiday season. Yeah. That's a good point. Honestly, when you told me about the Young Avengers tie-in here, I was like, wow, that's really cool because they have been doing the buildup. I mean, we saw the boys in WandaVision, Kate Bishop, as we just said, had her own series, Miss Marvel. We're incorporating all these elements and stacking up our roster for the Young Avengers, so it only makes sense that they may lean into it in this film.
Yeah, I mean, they've been leading up to, there's been a lot of, like you said, tie-ins or references a lot. We even had Hulk's son and She-Hulk and a few others, but I think it's kind of weird that they're kind of doing Young Avengers because all these people are aging up. They're going to be adults, by the time, they do the show or movie or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's either you go the Young Avengers route or you go the New Avengers route. And it seems like that Marvel's kind of torn between these two teams.
That's why I kind of think it's going to be I don't think it's necessarily going to be full on Young Avengers. They might call it Young Avengers. But I think it's going to be more of a mix of Young Avengers and West Coast Avengers,
Or okay.
It's just a smaller
Or Dark Reign Avengers, maybe?
No, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think they're definitely going to do some Dark Reign stuff in Thunderbolts.
Right.
With U.S. Agent and Zemo and what's her name? Scarlett Johansson's sister in the movie.
Right.
Yelena.
Yelena.
Yeah, I think they're going to do a lot of the Dark Reign storyline stuff or references there.
Okay, and stay more grounded on the Young Avengers.
But I think it's going to just be more of it's not going to be our main Avengers team,
Uh-huh.
It's going to be more of a side Avengers team. And I mean, they might make it the kind of maybe you're you were saying a more of a new Avengers team.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of think it's just going to be not necessarily Young Avengers. It's going to be more of just a newer or side kind of team.
It's the Young Avengers meet the middle-aged Avengers.
Yeah.
It's a nice blend of young and old.
Yeah, but then, okay, so the next, so that was supposed to originally be the end credit scene.
Right.
But we recently heard that there's been some changes to the movie. So this is all still rumors. We don't know if it's for sure happening, but with what's happening at the end of Loki with the branches, dying and, breaking off, the incursions happening. Incursions happening, and then Avengers are going to get mixed into other universes.
Right.
And so basically the rumor is that the end credits scene is going to have Monica Rambeau be lost in a different universe. And it's going to be the X-Men universe, Fox X-Men universe.
That's crazy. I can't believe that we're going to be bringing back some of the iconic characters from the original X-Men series.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be a cool tie-in. I don't know if there's going to be any speaking lines in it. So I don't know if we're going to get Kelsey Grammer back because Beast is supposed to be the character that she meets up with in the scene.
Interesting. With the binaries, with Binary also coming into the picture, that would also create, because, the whole buildup for Binary was Carol Danvers fusing with Rogue.
Yeah.
Becoming Binary.
Exactly. So it could be she's from that universe or something.
Very possible.
And maybe her and Monica get switched or something.
That's big possibility. Because of all this wormhole effect, that's where, Miss Marvel, Captain Monica Rambeau, and Carol Danvers are all swapping each other. it's very possible Binary could be thrown into our universe.
Yeah, and so with all of this stuff, it kind of ties into the new Deadpool movie. So,
yes.
Yeah, with Deadpool 3, we know that Wolverine is going to be in this movie.
That's right.
There's also lots of rumors of other Fox X-Men characters being in this movie, like Storm, Halle Berry.
Ooh, I like that she's coming back. James Marsden as Cyclops. You think he's coming back?
I could see it. I don't know if it's been announced or like I don't think I've seen any rumors on it, but that would be pretty cool.
Of course, we also had a little bit of the X-Men taste in the Multiverse of Madness movie with Patrick Stewart reprising his role as Professor X, you know?
Yeah, and so I don't think this Deadpool movie is going to focus too much on a lot of these characters. Probably going to be more cameo stuff.
Yeah.
But it kind of seems like it's tying into the rumors. Okay, so the rumors that we've heard for the new Deadpool movie is that the TVA is going to be showing up.
Right. This is something, and even Owen Wilson has been rumored to be in the cast.
He was seen on set or something.
Yeah, on set.
Yeah. So it seems like the TVA is going to be in this movie, and the goal of the TVA right now is to basically be selecting prime versions of each hero and villain.
Okay.
And basically pulling them out of different universes. And the TVA is basically after Wolverine because Hugh Jackman's Wolverine is supposed to be the prime hero of that universe.
That makes sense. I mean, he's so great. He's so centric in the actual comic book universe as one of the more iconic characters.
Yeah.
So.
And it seems like, yeah, they're pulling all of these here, like, because basically it seems like the MCU is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
All these universes are dying. And so basically they're creating a new Earth, and they're pulling in all of these characters, heroes and villains, for this new Earth. And it kind of seems like it's tying into the new Secret Wars Avengers movie that's going to come out.
Which, damn, I'm excited for Secret Wars, man. That's going to be a cool movie.
Yeah.
This buildup is going to be
exactly.
worth it.
It seems like there's going to be a lot of cool, you know, people, characters that we're going to see in it. You know, a lot of the old X-Men stuff, old Spider-Man, you know, current Spider-Man. You know, a lot of the current heroes that we have, it's going to be a lot of cool stuff.
So, honestly, I'm excited for the Marvels because, shit, we have some tie-ins from the TV series. We've got a lot of crazy incursions that could change the future. We might see some new teams like the Young Avengers or the X-Men finally coming into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, me too. And it seems like it's all leading up to a soft reboot. Kevin Feige has announced. Basically, after Secret Wars, it'll allow Marvel to keep whatever's working, get rid of what's not working, you know, bring back from other, you know, franchises that did work. It also seems like they can use that to bring in the Fantastic Four.
That too. They can start bringing in other teams and other characters and heroes that we've been waiting
exactly.
to see.
Exactly. You know, so yeah, you can introduce the X-Men.
Daredevil,
you know,
even?
You can, yeah, Daredevil. Well, it seems like Daredevil was already there, you know, but
yeah.
I'm talking about more like X-Men.
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lentra.
Charles Xavier.
Go fuck yourself.
The X-Men and like Fantastic Four, you know, because it would be weird to kind of bring them in and be like, well, where were they this whole time? But if they were from another universe that got destroyed and then all these universes were destroyed and created a new timeline, that's a way to bring them in, you know? So I could see them doing something like that.
I'm excited for this movie. It opens on November 10th. And if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, I say go get it because we're excited for this movie.
Yeah, I'm excited for this movie. I'm excited to see what's been going on with Captain Marvel. I think Miss Marvel is going to be awesome. Amon Vellani is so great. She was perfectly cast.
You can stand tall without standing alone.
They're here.
The Marvels, rated PG-13.
Next up in our episode, we're going to talk about some Captain Marvel fun facts.
Lay it on us, Brian.
Okay, so some interesting things about Captain Marvel that maybe you don't know about, but the idea that Binary might be in this movie and the speculation of this character brings up our first fun fact about Carol Danvers assumed the identity of Binary after being experimented on by the alien race known as the Broad.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that we might see some a different version of Binary in this movie.
Now, another little fun fact is in the animated series, there was an episode where basically Carol's memories and powers were stolen by Rogue, and the Broad had to experiment on them and fuse them together to become Binary. So we may see some sort of mutant element in this movie. So it's kind of cool fact that Carol Danvers is connected to the X-Men that way.
Yeah, that's a great episode. Season 2, Episode 9, A Rogue's Tale.
A Rogue's Tale, yeah.
And it's cool because, yeah, Captain Marvel, you know, is part of Rogue's past and kind of comes back to haunt her. And I love that episode, you know, but it's kind of brutal what happens to Captain Marvel in that episode. Definitely go watch it.
Another fun fact about Captain Marvel is when Carol took on the alias known as Warbird, this kind of showcases Carol's like troubled side in her life. And we kind of see a little bit of this in the first Captain Marvel movie. I believe her plane was also entitled The Warbird. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So we have a little throw in there to some of Captain Marvel's past life in the military. So that's kind of interesting, a little fun fact.
Nice.
So, and of course, you know, if we do see, Carol team up with, we have seen Carol team up with the Avengers in the past, but she's also teamed up with other teams such as the Starjammers, the Defenders, A-Force, and of course, the X-Men.
Yeah, that's cool. Love to see her team up with the Defenders.
Yeah, definitely. And one more, two more little fun facts about Carol Danvers. Well, one about Carol Danvers and one about Miss Marvel. Carol Danvers, she has a fear of spiders. It's kind of a little strange for somebody who has so many powers. But
I wonder if they'll mention that in the movie.
I wonder if they will, or I wonder if that will plague her at
like
some
Indiana
point.
Like Indiana Jones and snakes.
Yeah, totally. And our last fun fact is actually about Miss Marvel and Iman Vellani. She is currently working on the current Miss Marvel New Mutants series right now.
Yeah, so if that's actually a great point. Thank you for bringing that up, Brian. Yeah, if you... Miss Marvel has not had her own series in the comics for a long time. And now, so she was recently, spoilers for the comics, if you want to get caught up.
Right.
But basically, she was killed off in the Amazing Spider-Man run that happened earlier this year. And then she was brought back as a mutant. And now she has her own series. And yeah, Iman Vellani is co-writing it, and she's been great on it so far.
She's co-writing it with Sabar Prezada.
Yep.
Yeah, and the two of them have been doing a great job. The reviews are off the charts.
Yeah, it's a great series. I highly recommend it. I've been reading it. It's great. I love the artwork in it. And I think you can kind of like get Iman Vellani's like her personality through it. Like I get that when I read it. So it's fun comic. I definitely recommend that one.
And these are just some fun facts about Captain Marvel.
Now we're going to get into the next part of our episode, the comic book recommendations.
That's right. So we have a few for you today, and I hope that you all will be able to get your hands on some of these books because it's great reading material, and we always love to promote reading comic books here at the My Comic Universe podcast.
Make sure you check out your local comic book shop to pick up any of these.
So the Miss Marvel series by Gary Conway and John Buscema is definitely on our list today. This is the title Miss Marvel series. This introduced Carol Danvers as the title hero, focusing on her newfound powers after an explosion entangling her DNA with that of a Kree superhero, Mar-Vell. So we got a little understanding from the first Captain Marvel movie of how she got her powers and how she adapted with them. This is actually the actual comic book series that you would want to read to get you up to speed about Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. Next on our list is Captain Marvel Falling Star, the 2019 series by Kelly Thompson and Carmen Carnero. Now, this is a very interesting one because, you know, Thompson brings a very, very new energy to the character of Carol Danvers, tackling Carol's place on Earth among the Avengers. You know, she starts to notice her powers begin to fail, and Carol has to investigate the cause and the fallout of, like, why she can't keep up with the Avengers while battling her personal demons. So this is a really well-known series. It was critically acclaimed, and it was also nominated for an Eisner back in 2019. So we would recommend this series to you.
Nice.
Next on our list is Ms. Marvel's Civil War II by G. Willow Wilson and Takashi Maezawa. Now, this is the second Civil War story, but we're recommending this because this is also a moment in Kamala Khan's moral dilemma as a character and as a hero, where she actually has to either side with Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel or Tony Stark, Iron Man. So this is a really torn story for her, and it's a really good read.
Yeah, and so in the new... In the new Civil War, yeah, you had, instead of Captain America, you had Captain Marvel. And so, yeah, it's kind of cool to have that, like, tie-in with Ms. Marvel and how it's going to be, you know, how she has to make that decision, you know, do you follow Iron Man or Captain Marvel, who she loves? So,
right. Maybe yeah. In this set, maybe in the movie, she may be torn between what, you know, Nick Fury wants her to do and what Captain Marvel wants her to do.
That would be interesting.
That'd be an interesting way to see. So that's definitely a recommendation. And our last recommendation is going to be the Kree-Skrull War, Avengers number 89 and 97 from Roy Thomas, Sal Buscema, and the late, great Neil Adams.
Nice. Yeah, I love all the Kree, you know, Skrull War stuff.
So those are some great recommendations to bring you up to speed for the upcoming movie, The Marvels.
And our next episode of the My Comic Universe podcast is going to be a great one. You're going to want to make sure you catch this one. The Loki season 2 show has been great. It's been amazing, and it's about to end. We waited for this show to end because we wanted to be able to talk about everything that happens in this show. So our next episode is all about Loki season 2. Never.
There's something you have to see.
Loki, you are getting desperate.
That's right. The second season's going to wrap up with this 6 episodes, and we are going to talk all about it next time here at the My Comic Universe podcast. I'm your host, Brian.
And I'm your other host, Brandon.
We'll see you all next time. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.